Backward we go and forward we go. It is an organization, and we just talked to the mayor, Chris Corsi, about homelessness, touched on that. And this next segment is about homelessness in Sonoma County. The executive director of the Sonoma County Community Development Commission, Margaret Van Vliet, is here with us. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Pat.
I'm glad to have you on the air with us. Tell us about Home Sonoma County.
You bet. Thank you. So Home Sonoma County is really an effort to elevate the conversation about how we're going to solve homelessness to a new level. There's been so much work and conversation and public debate about it over the last few years, but it's been rather sort of fragmented, I would say. The city councils all take it up separately from the board, and while there's been some efforts at coordination, we don't have really a centralized place to debate policy, look at data, and set direction for how we're going to invest, especially public dollars. So this is really an effort to reset the table and have much more coordination around what our objectives are in addressing the homeless problem.
So, Margaret, is this a matter of gathering all of the powers that be on this issue and having all of those work together?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And so what we're going to try, and the new leadership council, which will really guide the work, just had its first meeting a week ago. But the model is that there's a group at the top that is 9 members, mm-hmm. that has 5 people who are actually elected officials, but that their work, they're not expected to be subject matter experts, that their work's really going to be informed by a broad array of technical advisors and experts. So that the best information about what's happening on the ground, about, you know, what are the health impacts, you know, what's the role of education, what are the impacts on all these various parts of our system, that those, we have a place to vet those, and then they feed up to a new decision-making body that can be accountable and transparent to the public at large.
And what part will the nonprofit associations who specialize in this kind of activity play?
They are absolutely vital. First and foremost, they do the work on the ground with the people, and certainly in government, with a few exceptions. We don't actually do the work ourselves. We contract with those nonprofits who are expert at this. So their voices absolutely have to be at the table. And so part of the way we want to be able to do that is have a nice array of them, and there are at this moment on this technical advisory committee, informing the technical work and feeding information and policy advice up to the leadership council. We need to be careful not to have providers and contract agents that are going to actually receive money sitting at that top decision-making table. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a different way of thinking about it. But what we know is that communities across the country, and certainly in California, that have made strong inroads in addressing their homeless crisis have had a model that's something like this. So we're hopeful.
Is there any kind of a time frame that you've been able to establish so far in terms of, you know, what goals and what time period in order to attain those goals?
Yeah, so to some degree, but I think we need to get this technical advisory structure and the leadership structure more firmly embedded to be sure that, you know, it's not just driven by county employees or city employees, right? And
yeah.
So what the overarching goal is to achieve what we call functional zero homelessness, which is a pretty wonky term. But basically what that means is that, you know, at any given time, we know there will be some number of folks experiencing homelessness. We want the system, the shelter capacity, the rapid, you know, rehousing system, the rent assistance, the supports, to be able to get those folks back into permanent safe housing within a defined period of time, like 2 weeks or a month. So if you've achieved, communities that have achieved functional zero know that whenever somebody slips into homelessness, the system can actually get them back into permanent housing quickly. So that's the goal the electeds have set so far. And then, you know, you can slice and dice from there. You could target specific populations, maybe veterans, maybe youth, maybe families. And so I think those are policy decisions we want to really let the group coalesce around, look at data, look at best practices, look at experience on the ground, and then sort of, and then make those policy calls.
So this is a lot more than trying to create new shelter beds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, our community, for the number of people experiencing homelessness, has more shelter capacity than a lot of communities do. And we do know that over the course of a year, we always have vacancies in the shelter bed. So from a kind of a pure sort of homeless professional staff point of view, we're not sure more beds is what's needed.
Yeah.
We need some different kinds of beds that accommodate folks with special needs or folks who can't, you know, be in an open gymnasium on cots with a lot of people, right? There's reasons people really feel like they can't go to all the shelter beds at all
sure.
the time. So we've got to be more savvy about just we need more shelter. It needs to be more nuanced than that.
And how will this new approach, or how will you be able to ascertain whether it's working or not?
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's the big question. The one sort of consistent data point we have from year to year, and frankly across the country, this is how local governments monitor, is that we do a count every year. It's a one-night sort of shelter count and homeless count. And we go out, we spend a day and an evening, we put an army of volunteers and guides out in the community, and we do a point-in-time count. And so that year to year, while it may not be, you know, fully accurate down to the precise number of people, we can tell from year to year how the trend is looking. And for the last 5 years before the fires,
mm-hmm.
our numbers in Sonoma County had been coming down. They were at a high of about 4,000 people, and then they had come down, dipped down to below 3,000.
Right.
But after the fires, we did a count earlier this year. The number had started to creep back up to about 3,000.
Yeah, and I don't think we've seen the end of that either.
I don't think we have either. And so we've got to have data points. And so the count is the easiest one. But there's also things about how long do people sort of have to stay in shelter before they get a permanent home. How successful are they once they're in a permanent home with support, or maybe not everybody needs support? Like, there's a lot of other kind of data points that we can gauge, but we've got to agree on what those are really at the highest levels in government, informed, again, by experts. And then I think we'll be able to sort of track how we're doing and be transparent about that for the community at large.
Well, Margaret, I'm looking forward to doing just that and many more conversations between you and I as you start to make some progress, and of course there will be some, you know, some lessons along the way for all
you
of
bet.
Us too.
Absolutely.
So thank you for beginning the conversation, and I look forward to our next one.
Thank you so much for covering it.
All right.
Take
that
care.
Is Margaret Van Vliet. She is the executive director of the Sonoma County Community Development Commission, part of this Sonoma County home position and new sort of gathering of entities to try to make the homeless situation better and get to zero functioning homeless. And we will keep track on how that goes and what comes out of this group of people working on the same goal.